talking with Jim Carrey, star of Dumber and Dumber. That is amazing, that that hypnosis thing. Again, I had no idea you were able to just...
Well, most people wouldn't, but that's the only way that you can get three number ones in a row!
Now, would it work for me? I assume if the audience is under the spell of the word, anyone who says the word, it would work for them.
I don't think it would. Nothing against you, Jay, but I just don't think it would.
Cinnamon.
I tried to tell you, man, and now you're out on a limb with nothing to go. Nowhere to go.
Cinnamon.
Let's talk about Christmas. Christmas memories, stuff like that, growing up, yeah?
Christmas has never been one of my favorite times.
Really?
No. The beautiful flowers and everything, but highly poisonous. Anyway, it's kind of a scary time for me because of something that happened when I was about 7 years old. I was trying to get to sleep. I was in my bed, and I was thinking, you know, this is Christmas. I was so excited, I couldn't sleep, right? Santa's coming. Then I heard something on the roof. I heard clomping around on the roof. I heard little tiny footsteps. You know, I'm thinking, you know, the footsteps of elves. Mm-hmm. Of course, it wasn't. It was the footsteps of tiny aliens, grays, I guess they call them in the UFO community. I was taken aboard a ship and subjected to several very, very painful experiments. And I have physical evidence to prove it.
You mean you can prove that you were on? Because that seems...
I was marked by the aliens. I'm not kidding around here. I was marked by aliens. Can we get the camera to zoom in? Let me show you. You see that right there?
Yes, yes.
That is their mark. These three marks here are actual coordinates. It's a map of their solar system.
Wow.
Do you have a pen, a magic marker of some kind? Just a big, thick one would be good.
Yeah,
okay. Now, see, if you join the coordinates, you start here, and you just start joining these coordinates like this, you'll see that it's almost a perfect triangle. Okay? Now, if you follow this side of the triangle up, that you will eventually realize where the location of the space station is.
That aliens are moving and living among us.
I'm sorry, Jay.
No, I'm sorry. I can see that, how that would affect your Christmas.
I made that whole thing up.
What?
I'm sorry. I guess I just wanted to seem interesting. I guess there's a real danger of that on this show.
The pressure.
People come out and they've run out of anecdotes, you know, and they just start making stuff up.
Yeah.
Like that Neil Armstrong guy. Have you seen him on the talk shows?
Neil Armstrong? You mean the first man to walk on the moon?
Talk about a fish story.
Yeah.
Man, and they're buying it.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you seem to be in pretty good shape physically. You work out all the time?
Oh, I'm totally working out.
Yeah? Yeah? Really? Yeah? Yeah?
It makes me feel so good, man. I can't even deal with life without it now. I guess the danger is that some people become self-involved.
Yeah.
Look at that cut! Move in on that. Can we see this?
Wow.
Very good.
Not me.
Very good shape.
Yeah.
Very good shape.
What? Oh, yeah. Look at that. Right there. There you go. Now, I understand. Now, you have a big thing coming up. The Barbara Walters interview.
Yeah, let's not talk about sex.
Oh.
No. Sorry. Oh, I was just going to tuck in.
Tuck it, Brinsley.
You got to ever get into a tucking frenzy? Like, you're just, like, uncomfortable, it's hot out, and you just start tucking and next thing, you know, you're...
Let me let me ask you about being interviewed by Barbara now. Did
Barbara Walters is going to interview me after the post-Oscar show.
Do you think she'll be able to make you cry? Because that's her big thing, is they're trying to get you to cry.
This is what I'm nervous about. You know, I don't want, you know, I don't want to get on there and blubber like Patrick Swayze, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, well, did you see him? You see him? He's like, you know, I don't want to look like that. I'm sorry. I just don't. So I've been trying to build up my toughness. I've been trying to, like, build up my resistance to emotion.
The question that she would ask you.
Well, go ahead. You try me out.
I see. All right, let's see.
Okay. Jim, let's talk about your childhood for a moment. I imagine this was an extremely painful time for you.
Oh, man. Here I go. I gotta work on it.
It looked just like this, Jane.
Really?
Hovering right over the roof. And then they took me. And marked me.
Well, let me ask you about Dumb and Dumber. Also, Jeff Daniels did a terrific job.
He was wonderful.
You guys make a great team. Just
incredible.
Great team.
Incredible. Incredible. And we're lovers. So,
really? You're lovers
yes.
as well?
Lovers, yes.
Well, how does that work?
Fantastic.
When you go for a film like this, do you pick him or you guys put together? Or do you audition people?
I just went to one of those clubs on Santa Monica. He was doing this little shimmy up on the bar. And I said, I got to have this guy.
Oh, really?
You're darn tootin'. I said, mister, you shave off that handlebar mustache, you're going to go places.
Do you want to say anything about the movie before we...
About Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, before we show the clip.
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, the title. But that's great about it. Because...
Right, exactly. It's like you don't have to look it up. You know, it's just...
You just say like,
I want to see something dumb.
Well, I've seen that going, this is so stupid. Oh, it's supposed to be stupid.
Right, exactly.
Well, let's take a look. Now, what is the scene about?
This scene is between me and Lauren Holly, and we are, I'm trying to, it's the last ditch effort for me to find out whether I have a chance.